day like the dark. It was just a hassle all day in and day out, we just tormented one another. And they used to beat up on me because they were older. And when I finally got big enough to beat up on them, it wasn't worth it. I got to be the biggest. Then I had three sons, now I got to look up to them. They all got bigger than me. So be careful with these little tykes. You don't know what they're going to grow into. Praise your Lord. Lord, I thank you today for this word. It's a word of encouragement. Jesus is Lord. It's his blood that saves us and his power and his might. Lord, that everyone here that has any need or any burden at all, Lord, that you would bless them, that they could receive prayer and gladness from you. And Lord, it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Jesus said that his joy, he is full of joy when we're full. Why? We are his body. We are the members of his body on earth. And when our joy is full, then he is full. Lord, we don't want to disappoint the Lord. We want the joy of the Lord to be our strength. Through day and night and every battle, Jesus is Lord. Lord, we lift up a voice over this town. We come against all the spirits of masonry, witchcraft and sorcery, religious spirits, everyone. And Lord, the spirit of pride that hangs over our capital. Lord, that golden man would be no more power over this city than Nebuchadnezzar's statue. That thing would not do anything to him because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, we will walk in the fire. We will not serve that image. And when that fire trial ended, Nebuchadnezzar says, this God is the one that all the people are going to serve. This God, because of this sign and wonder, I proclaim. And so, Lord, we want a proclamation from this government that this God is the God of this nation. Lord, and I just thank you in Jesus' name. I want to sing a song, and maybe some of you will remember it. You know, we sing the Star Spangled Banner. We're not going to sing that. And I don't have anything against that. I don't have anything against the flag. I love the flag. We flew it on Memorial Day. But America the Beautiful gives over to God. See, America the Beautiful is about God. The Star Spangled Banner is about things. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not putting it down. Don't run out here and say, well, this guy's anti-government. That's not what I'm saying. I love America. And that's why I want to, and you that learned this in school, you should have learned it. Most of us did. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That always brings tears to my eyes. It's a beautiful song. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have anything. What we are stewards of what he's given us to be stewardship over. Oh, I got another praise report. I went Thursday morning, and Brother Ray used my car, and he got his driver's license back. Yeah. Passed the test. How many years?
7 years.
7 years. He went without a license, and he says, I'm back. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Anybody need? Yes. Oh, communion? Are we going to have, we got stuff today for that? Yes. Okay, don't turn around.
Don't turn around.
Right, yes.
For weeks now, I've been using the library that we have here, the church. And if there's any of you that don't know about this library, I've got to read a phone call. Peacemaker. did it. And it's that man that carried the cross all over the United States.
Arthur Blessed, yeah.
And his son Joshua, it was like seeing me in that form. And not know, I hope it. Have you ever seen somebody that looked exactly like you? His son looked exactly like you. And we read the book, you shared it. And we thought, boy, wouldn't that be neat? We can't go all over the world. But we could make a couple of crosses and just pray and walk. And so last Sunday, we got up at 5 in the morning with our 8-foot crosses, gray foot little wheels on the bottom of them. And we walked 4.7 miles to here. We stopped at the prison, and oh my God, it was just a watching us. The police cars were slowing down. And some people would say, where are you going? They would quietly say,
amen.
And Bud's favorite book is in there.
What's that?
The one about Andrew, Brother Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so rich with wonderful testimony.
If you've never read that, it's called The Bible Smuggler. And that is a powerful witness, one of the most powerful witnesses I've ever seen about a man. God smuggler, okay? He was smuggling Bibles into Russia for years. And they would search the car in front of him and pull the hubcaps off, pull the hood up, the trunk up. He would pull up, they'd talk to him and wave him on. He'd look in the rearview mirror and all he's got is a blanket over a whole back seat of Bibles. They'd wave him on, never search his car. The car behind, he'd look in the mirror, and they already got the hood up and pull the hubcaps off and go and clear through the car. This happened over and over. I think the best story in there is when he got a birthday cake in Russia on his birthday. He was lost, didn't know where he was. And this birthday cake came in a thing like a UPS van from his mother from America and came right to this house where he was, and he didn't know where he was. Now think about it. It was a fresh cake, too. It wasn't 9 days old. See, I mean, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Praise you, Lord. As we take of this bread, this is a symbol of that we are that adopted child of the Most High King, Jesus, and this is part of His body, which makes us, this is like we are part of Him and He's part of us. Didn't He say, I'm in you and you in me? Let's eat. By the way, this is not His real flesh. This is just a symbol. And as we think about the wine, let's think about the water that's flowing out of the rock. And let's think about the new wine that He flows through us. New wine. Let's think. Healing. Power. Lord, I thank You that it says as often as we gather and do this, we do it in remembrance of Jesus, the King and Lord and Master and Friend, and Father, everlasting. We'll just give You praise in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. It says from the mouth of babes. Kevin, you got something? Sure. Yeah, Lord, Mike has got past a kidney stone, I think it was, Lord, and that all the rest of that in there would turn into sand and just be passed right on through, in Jesus' name, no complications. And Lord, we prayed, was it for Bud? Mike. Yeah, this was Mike, but who was the guy with the cancer? Paul. Lord, we thank You that we prayed for Paul and that cancer is annihilated in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just give You praise that signs and wonders follow those who believe. We don't follow after them. And Lord, we disagree as touching anything. It's what You said. And we receive any heaviness be lifted today from anyone here. I break the power of the spirit of heaviness right now. And Lord, I come against the spirit of rejection in Jesus' name. And Lord, I come against the spirit of shame and guilt. Bind you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I come against the spirit of death in Jesus' name. Lord, that we're free. We've been born of the Spirit. Lord, if we're not full of the Spirit, it's an easy process to receive. That Lord, that you would witness to each one of us in a special way today, Lord. I feel the spirits here that are lonesome for company, Lord, that you would supply someone who is tongue-talking, cassette-carrying, Bible-toting, devil-stomping, crazy person to come alongside them and be their friend and help them through this hard time. We'll just give you the praise. In Jesus' name. All God's children said, amen. Yeah.
Friday, we prayed for the family that came out of Mormonism and stuff.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Sure. Lord, we break the spirit of Mormon and Moroni and the false prophet in Jesus' name. And Bob is witness to a young man, and that this lion spirit, this religious spirit would be bound, and that he would open up his eyes and his ears. Lord, you can only, you can do that, that he can see Jesus is more than just a person. He is God. He is the Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Can we record that? Yeah. I remember we all prayed about that too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Come up and speak it over the mic. Because some of this might get on the internet going around the world. Yeah.
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 The mother had taken the two children and left fleeing, whatever. We weren't quite sure at the time. She came home last weekend so that the father could see the children, vice versa. And he kidnapped the children because he didn't think things were going well. And, through the police and everything. But Sunday I had asked for prayer for the whole family, but, for safety for the children. And when we got home from church, they were there. And the people here, Jim, and... But anyway, the word was, it's okay, it's okay. And right. And you gave me scripture. And so between Angel, this friend of Michelle and I, we were talking about that how marvelous it was to go home, and it was okay. The children were safe, and God had brought them back. And Michelle just had a real kind of spacey look on her face. It's like, she just didn't quite know what to make of that. But Angel did. And it's the children and the mother are still in hiding. The police had told them to leave the father's presence, and he went to jail, and he came back home, and now he's not home. So I continue to lift them up in prayer to build that family back together and do it in God's way and bring them to him. Yeah. 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 The children witnessed the police and the guns and all this stuff. And they, yeah, I know it.
Well, you're all free. Everybody needs a blessing, so don't leave without it. Thank you, Jesus.